This is going to be great. This is coming up on Saturday the 25th out at the fairgrounds in Dewey. You get to come in at 8:30, walk around.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Uh-huh. I'm 8 sorry, o'clock, don't want to cut around. Anybody short.
8 o'clock. And yeah, 9 o'clock is when it'll start. And so they get an hour ahead of time to be able to. And I mean, even while the auction's going, you can look at all these things too. But at that point, you want to focus on the auction.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So go come look a little bit early and enjoy all the good stuff. It's a whole lot of fun.
It's an auction. Of course it's fun. And when you can say big money like you just mentioned, oh my goodness sakes, that even makes it more fun. And you better bring the big vehicle because you're going to be bringing home a lot more than you took with you.
Exactly, exactly. But the nice thing is that we have kind of a quirk with our auction.
A quirk?
A quirk.
A quirk.
You can't pay but 80% of the retail price.
That's a nice
quirk.
We
make the auctioneer stop. And you know, it's kind of odd for an auctioneer because they get into that tongue going and rolling and saying, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm at the 80% number. Mm-hmm. So that's what Tina gets to do. She makes a little card for each of the items. And if you come out and look at all the items, look at the gift certificate board, it'll say what the retail price is, and it'll say what the 80% is. And so you kind of know if it's getting up close to that, if all of a sudden you really, really want it, you might just go ahead and shout out that 80% price and be the first one to say that. We call it max price. And then you can get that item. So that's our quirk about our auction. We guarantee you're going to save at least 20%, but it's an auction. I mean, some things go for 40 or 50% too. Mm-hmm. So, so it's a whole lot of fun. We look forward to it. Yes, it's COVID season and we're going to try and be social distanced and, you know, do all the smart stuff and have hand sanitizer and the fairgrounds is a huge building.
It is.
And we will spread out in that huge building the best we can too. And if you're not feeling good, please don't come, you know, but and send somebody else. But if you're feeling great, then come on and join us again. Last Saturday of July is the date. Mark it on your calendars now.
It'll be the 25th.
25th. And what time do the doors open again?
Doors open at 8 so that you can begin looking over the items. And Tina's making up a gift certificate board. We put it up on the wall that has all the different gift certificates. We have a lot of them.
Wow.
Tell us about some of those places.
Well, we have some attractions and shows in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
They are still going on. Some of them you do have to reserve your seat, and that's fine. You can do that. And then we have some things in Eureka Springs as well. We have the Great Passion Play. We have the Turpentine Creek.
Uh-huh.
You probably heard about them on this program a couple of times, the Wildcat Refuge, and it's really, really a neat place. And then we also have the Crayola Experience in Plano, Texas, the Arbuckle Wilderness in Davis, Oklahoma. That's been really popular this year because it's something you can do with your family, and you don't have to get out of the car. You just drive through it, and you look at all the animals, and it's fun. And the kids have, you know, the kids get a little bit of education about the animals, mm-hmm. and you keep them entertained, and it's a nice road trip down there, so it's a good family fun, and you know, a lot of social distancing involved in that one, so that's been really popular this year.
Also, do you have the zoo again in Kansas City?
We do have Kansas mm-hmm. City Zoo,
mm-hmm.
and
then I was going to say, as well as we have gift certificates from a lot of our local merchants, too. So, like Green Thumb, we'll have some so you can do Long Garden there. Paws Resort and Spa, we'll have from them. Juvenation Med Spa, the Hill Dermatology, we'll have gift certificates as well. Thunder Martial Arts, Mazio's Pizza, D's Spirits Wine and Beer, Sharp's Pond, too. We'll have from them gift certificates. And Dink's and Sterling's, we'll have gift certificates from them. Price Tower, Copper Bar, El Rey Burrito.
There we go. I was going to say that. Yeah, we just ate there the other day. It was really good.
Crossing Second, we'll have from them. Mid-America Farm and Feed, we'll have from them. You know, a lot of these, Anderson Processing, Amy Morris Massage, Moxie on Second. Oh, no, we got items from them. But anyway, my point is a lot of gift certificates. Adams Golf Course, more golf certificates and stuff. So point is, you get to save money on gift certificates. You might going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might as well save a little money and get your gift certificates. But my original point was, Tina puts up on the wall there a detail about all of these. And like the attraction she was talking about, she'll have a little sign next to it that will have the schedule of when they're open. So if you know you're going to Branson at a certain time, you mm-hmm. can look at that schedule and say, okay, yes, I can fit that show into my schedule, or nope, they're not going to be, I'm only going to be there Monday through Thursday, and they're only a weekend show, or something like that, you know, so you know that to shop smart while you're there. So come early. The doors will open at 8. You can look over the gift certificates, look over all the items, Each of the items has a little card on it, again, that says the retail. It has the 80% price. It says where it's from. And she's preparing all of those. And so you can look through those, too. And 9 o'clock is when the auction will start. So, Ooh. Yeah. So it's a whole lot of fun. We've got some nice big items, too. Like you said, you want people to bring their pickup because or their other. We're going to have a nice Leather Lane rocker recliner from Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center that I think Tina even has her eye on a little bit.
Oh, it's so comfy.
She likes it. We're going to have a Cub Cadet Zero Turn riding lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
So that's real handy. That's from Roman's Outdoor. So that's going to be a good thing. We're going to have some beautiful furniture from Saxon's Fine Furnishings. So you're going to want to be able to see that as well.
And we have a beautiful, it's called The Last Crossing. It's a picture that we got from Bit of Country. And there's pictures on our website, so if you want to go look at it, it is just absolutely gorgeous. It's the cattle trail, and they're moving the cows, and it's just so pretty. Dory fell in love with it when we walked in the door and just had to have it. So it's gorgeous. It really is.
Yeah. So if they go to our website and click on the auction ad, it'll go to the website that Tina's put together that lists all the different things, so you can pre-shop a little bit there. You can look at some of the pictures ahead of time and do that, too. So if you go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the auction ad, then you can go to it and have some previews and start dreaming your dream chart as to what you might like and start budgeting, put it that way.
You can also look at the shows too, so if you want to plan your schedule a little ahead of time, you can do that as well.
Let's see, and I was going to say another thing from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is a really pretty little water fountain that you can put in your garden, in your yard or something, and it's kind of a bubbly with butterflies, I think it is, on it, and that's kind of a neat, cool thing that I like. Got to shop out at Yoakum's. I love shopping at Yoakum's, and they have a really fluffy pillow, too. I love it.
It's really soft.
Yeah, soft, white, fluffy, kind of long-haired type pillow that's a neat thing. Also have a little cowhide bag from there too.
Myra bag.
Yeah. So that's a popular brand. You probably don't know it, Tom, but yeah.
Probably
yeah.
not.
I have no idea.
We girls know that. Yeah. So anyway, so it's a tough job. I'm still shopping. You know, if you have a business out there and you'd like me to come shop, just talk to our sales staff and they'll tell you the details of how you can send me to shop at your place. And I'd love to come shop. But I got a couple more weeks of shopping to do, and then we'll look forward to seeing people at the auction. So
we also have a lot of things for the guys as well. We went to BNC Napa the other day, and we got a lot of we got a floor jack, and we got an extension cord that's on the roller, and it's got the quad plug-in thing, and I'll show you a picture on the website, but I can't articulate it very well, but it's really cool. Yeah,
You know, you never have enough fire extinguishers around the house either, and that's kind of a good handy thing. So, okay, everybody can use a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, and you don't always think about, oh, I need to get that recharged, or I need to get that inspected, or, you know, but, you know.
And a garden hose. We got another garden hose because sometimes those wear out and they kind of get, you know, whatever. So we got.
Sometimes somebody runs over them with the lawnmower.
They get a little hot and start to crack a little.
Yes, they do. So we have really a variety of things. Again, our merchants are coming through in big ways, and it's just a neat thing to get to be going shopping and visit the different merchants. So we have a lot of great businesses locally, and to be able to highlight them is really a joy for us to be able to do, too. So,
this is going to be great. This is coming up on Saturday the 25th out at the fairgrounds in Dewey. You get to come in at 8:30, walk around.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Uh-huh. I'm 8 sorry, o'clock, don't want to cut around. Anybody short.
8 o'clock. And yeah 9 yeah. o'clock is when it'll start. And so they get an hour ahead of time to be able to. And, I mean, even while the auction's going, you can look at all these things, too. But at that point, you want to focus on the auction.
Yeah,
so,
really.
So go, come look a little bit early and enjoy all the good stuff. So. And
Crossing Second will be there with concessions, too. So if you need a little...
I love that. I love being pampered by them. They're great.
Oh, they have such good snacks.
Oh, golly, do they. I've eaten them all.
You can come and have breakfast or stay and have lunch or
we put the staff together, or staff, keep them busy that day too. We want them to help you, you know, carry your stuff in and out. So, you know, if you're not able to maybe carry some things and all, don't worry about it. We've got people that will help you to do that as well. So we ask all our staff members to come and wear their shirts so they can tell who you are, so that somebody else isn't carrying it out for you and put it in the wrong place or something.
Yeah, like their car.
Their car. No. recognize it's a staff member who's going to help you carry your stuff to your car. But but no, we want to meet you. It's a lot of fun to interact with the public that way too, with our social distancing, but we'll do it. So, and some people say, well, how do we pay? Well, right there, we've got all the different ways, cash, check, or the credit cards. We'll take, you know, any of and all of the above. So it's easy to do it. When you come, you'll actually sign up for a number. So that's what you'll register.
Free to sign up for a number.
Yep. And when you do sign up, we also have door prizes that we give away throughout too, because we'll be drawing door prizes by those numbers. So just for coming, you might win some neat gift certificates or items and stuff as well, just for coming. So come, have a great time, mark your calendars, and make it an annual event. It's amazing how many people truly make an annual event, and we see some of the same people there each year. They're like, yes, this is one of the highlights of my summer. And we're like, yes, it's one of our highlights too. So,
well, how long have we been doing this? It's been a while.
Well, you know, Tom, I'll tell you how long I've been doing it. I've been doing these since this was my summer job in high school. My dad owned radio stations, and we did the auction promotion.
That's right.
And so, yes, so personally, I am, I'm 61 years old now. And so, yes, so figure back, you know, when I was 16, I started doing this. So that's how many auctions I've been a part of. And some summers I've done more than one auction because we've had more than one station. And so I've done a couple auctions in the summer, for instance. We do have an auction in Coffeyville this summer, too. And theirs happens to be the week before ours. Taylor Potter and I are doing some shopping in Coffeyville area right now as well. And all in Independence and Neodesha and all the different communities up there. So, but if you can't make it to this one and you want to be a part of it, we will be the week ahead of that. It's coming up, the 17th. 18th. Saturday the 18th. We'll be at the Rec Center in Coffeyville for their auction. So join us with that one, then come on down and join us for this one.
Sounds great. Ladies, thank you for dropping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
have a great day.
You too. That's been our community connection right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car?